Welcome to the Mind, Soul and Spirit podcast, where we talk all about concepts of the self, soul purpose, finding meaning and all things spirituality. Here you'll find episodes filled with the deep and meaningful and free from the small talk. My name's Marnie, I'm an intuitive healer, spiritual channel and guide, here to offer support and insight to you on your spiritual journey. Hello everyone. Oh my gosh, I feel like I haven't jumped on here for a chat for a really long time. I cannot believe that it is the end of May already. It was so funny because I felt like April dragged on forever and ever. I thought it was never going to end. And then we got into May and May has just gone by so quickly. I don't even know where it's gone or what has even happened. So what has been going on for me? I don't really know what this episode is going to be about. It's just going to be probably a bit of a life update and I don't know, anything else that comes through, I will share. I have been going through some health challenges. and I have just been, I don't want to use the word diagnosed, but basically the doctors have said, hey, you're celiac. So I've kind of been going through some diet changes and navigating that a little bit. And I'm actually feeling really grateful about finally having some answers because I've had some health issues that have just kind of been unresolved. And I've had a million different doctors being like, I don't know what's going on. Oh, just come back if it gets worse, you know, just random stuff like that. And just not really getting anywhere and just feeling really gross. And anyway, I finally went to a new doctor and finally she was the doctor that seemed to be the one that could help me. So never give up on health. Like when you're having health situations, and I don't want to say I'm skeptical, but I'm not the biggest fan of Western medicine. I just feel like, I don't know, I have this belief that we are all able to heal ourselves. And I truly do believe that. But at the same time, we are a soul having a physical experience, a physical human experience. We do have physical bodies. We do experience physical ailments. But I do stand by when I say that our energetic issues, when they're not, and our emotional issues, when they are not addressed, then they can come out in our physical symptoms. And I've done a little bit of reading about celiac disease and or dis-ease, and a lot of information that I've read in books and through my research is that you can hold the celiac gene and then trauma can basically turn the genetic marker on that makes you have those physical experiences. And it's so funny because I swear I could pinpoint the exact day and the exact moment that all of a sudden one minute I wasn't having these symptoms that I've been having, and then all of a sudden this event happened and then so I started having these symptoms. So I could literally pinpoint the exact moment. And this is why it's so important to listen to your body and listen to your intuition. Like if you are in a bad situation right now, or you know, you're in a relationship that is not serving you or that is creating a lot of stress and unalignment, if you are in a stressful situation, whatever it is within your life, and your intuition is telling you, you have to get out of this situation. It is not healthy for you. Listen to those little hints, because if you continue to stay in situations that are not good for you or that are putting you out of balance with your emotional and your energetic system, then get out, no matter what it takes. Do what you need to do to remove yourself from this, the stresses and the pressure that you're being put under, because you will end up with physical ailments and health challenges from the discomfort and the emotional stress that it's creating and putting on your body. So Yeah, that's just like my little take it from someone who was in a situation, a shitty situation. I didn't listen to my intuition when I was being told that this situation's wrong for you. Things just got progressively worse and worse and worse. And now I am basically not suffering, but kind of being taught a little bit of a lesson and being like, hey, it's not good for your body when you're in a stressful situation like this. But I am actually feeling really grateful about having some answers now about why I was having these physical symptoms. And I do believe that one day I'm going to be able to heal from this and be able to move through it, or at least be able to live a normal experience, and hopefully won't have so many reactions to gluten and whatever foods I'm eating. So anyway, that's just like my little rant on health, and that's just one thing that I've kind of been going through at the moment. So that's definitely been a bit of a new beginning. I'm feeling so much better now that I'm not eating foods that my body literally attacks itself when I eat them. So that's been a positive, you know, and I'm feeling a lot better. Like, it's crazy some of the symptoms that are connected to celiac. And yeah, I was having pretty much all of the symptoms, you know, some worse than others, but it's been interesting to kind of connect the dots. Anyway, I want to move on from that. So what else has been happening? I have a new business name and I'm so excited about it. I've been having these little downloads and having these little, come on, like we need to have a bit of a change. And I really wanted to bring my business name back to something really personal. And the word identity comes to mind in that this is what I am, this is what I do, and yeah, I really wanted to make my business name more personal. So the Healing Haven Mind, Soul, and Spirit is in the process of being stripped away, and I am stepping into this new energy of my business. And I feel like I've had a real rebirth in the last couple of months, so it was only fitting that now be the time that I make changes with my business name. So I am now Marnie Jane, the Intuitive Healer. I'm so excited about it. I have been through the process of changing my website and getting new business cards, and I need to make some new pamphlets and just like all the fun creative jobs that I loved doing in the beginning when I started the Healing Haven Mind, Soul, and Spirit. So now I'm basically going through, yeah, the beginning phases, you know, my cycle is changing. I'm stepping into this new era. I'm feeling really excited about it. And it's funny because ever since I did my Reiki Masters, in mid-April, I think. And since doing that, and I find that if you are on a bit of a spiritual journey and you're looking into different spiritual retreats or spiritual courses or whatever it is that you're doing to work on your spirituality, when you do things like go and do a course, or you go and you do a retreat, or, you know, you go through the motions of committing to your spiritual path, you will find that new doors open up to you, or like new understandings of the world will be revealed to you, or different ways of looking at yourself, or, you know, you'll become more self-aware, or whatever it is, you tend to level up. And I have really, really felt that my spiritual gifts, like with my psychic mediumship, like even that has just stepped up into a completely new level. So I'm feeling really, really excited about what is coming for my soul business and my path. I'm just feeling really excited. I did a new podcast intro. So my podcast name is not changing. It's staying the same because I've kind of just been through a little bit of a change with the podcast, but I have changed my intro because it's funny. I listened to this episode of someone else and I was like, oh, they have the same music as me. And I mean, I'm not upset about it because I've got my music from this, like, you can download it for free or whatever it is. But I was like, no, I want something different. I want something acoustic. I want something a bit more mellow. So I've had a little bit of a change with the new podcast intro, if you noticed. So that's kind of coming along for the ride with my whole rebirth that I'm going through at the moment. And, you know, I'm really excited that you are here with me listening and, yeah, hopefully enjoying the episodes and the information that I am bringing to you. Okay, so I've just had a spirit pop in now to tell me what they want me to talk about with you. So, and they want to talk about manifestation, and this is really interesting that this is coming through because manifesting and manifestation is a real buzzword in the spiritual community, and everyone wants to know how to do it. And they, there's lots of people around that want to believe things into their world or bring things into their world without a lot of effort. And I hate to break it to you, but manifestation takes a little bit of work. You need to have some action behind this believing things and attracting things into your life. And I'm not really sure what messages are going to come through yet, but the other day I posted something on my Instagram about being out of alignment and how it can be really tricky to feel grateful when you are out of alignment. And this is almost the initial stages of then leading into manifestation. So I'm thinking we might be talking a little bit more about that sort of side of it, being out of alignment, and then how do we move through into bringing these manifestations into our world. So, and when I say that it can be difficult to be grateful when you are feeling out of alignment, when you feel frustration and when you feel like you're not where you want to be and you're feeling irritated by what is happening in your life, this is the universe essentially telling you that you are made for more, or there is more out there for you to do, or this phase in your journey or in your life is starting to end because there's a new beginning coming into your world or on the horizon for you to then step into. When we feel this frustration, okay, it's basically the world, the universe giving you that motivation to then want to create change. So we start to feel this frustration, and then what can actually happen is we can get stuck into this loop of shaming ourselves for feeling ungrateful, or shaming ourselves for feeling unhappy or for feeling frustrated. Because when you really take assessment of your life, you're probably thinking, I've got a beautiful partner, I have a beautiful home, maybe you've got a baby on the way, or you've got beautiful friends around you, you've got a beautiful business that you're developing and working on, or whatever it is. When you take note of what's happening around you, you might actually think, well, I actually have a lot of things to be grateful for. So why am I feeling not grateful? If that makes sense. And this shaming comes in. And I really want to just give you a little bit of a permission slip to say, it's okay to feel unpleasant feelings right now when I have a lot of pleasant things in my life. Okay, so don't get stuck in this shaming loop of I shouldn't be feeling this way. You know, I've got all these good things so this is fine. And you really want to just be kind to yourself and just don't shame yourself for feeling like crap when you've got a lot of things in your life to feel grateful for. Okay, what you need to do is when this frustration comes in, you need to think, okay, I'm feeling frustrated right now. What is the message behind this frustration? Because a lot of the time, it's the motivation, or it's the universe trying to give you the motivation to make changes. Okay, so if you were not feeling frustrated, you would not make changes. So that's when you are in alignment, you don't feel a lot of unpleasant feelings. A lot of the time you're just plodding along, you're feeling happy, everything's running smoothly, you're in the flow, everything's feeling really good, okay? Unless you've got, you know, some lessons that you're learning, then you can have some challenges, even when you're in alignment. But if you are feeling a consistent frustration with whatever you've got happening in your life, it's telling you that, it's spirit telling you that, okay, we're moving out of alignment. There's going to be some changes that need to be made. You are ready for more. It's time to think about, what do we want next? Or what do we want from our life that is greater than what we are feeling or doing, experiencing right now? One message that's actually been coming through to me quite a lot lately is that you need to work out what you want. You can't manifest something if you don't actually know what you're trying to manifest. So you need to get really clear on what it is that you actually want to create in your life to then go through the steps and the stages of manifestation and of attracting this into your world. So essentially I'm saying, yes, you can say to the universe, show me how good my life can get without any sort of, I guess, direction on what you're wanting to create. However, it is a lot easier to manifest things when you actually know what it is that you want and what are you trying to manifest. So for me personally at the moment, I'm trying to manifest a new job. I'm also trying to manifest a move and a new house. So I've got a few things in my brain that I'm trying to manifest. But the thing is, I have been in a really interesting energy where I actually don't know what job I want. I don't know what type of house I want. I don't know where I want to move to. So essentially my spirit team saying to me, what do you want? Like if I do an oracle card, I always get a card that essentially says, ask the universe for what you want. And then I'm sitting back thinking, I actually don't know what I want. So I can't manifest anything if I don't know what I'm trying to manifest right now. And this is this thing, like when you have all these wonderful things in your life already, it can be challenging to manifest something else or manifest something more because you're like, I'm actually sitting in a really good stage right now. You know, I do want more. I just don't know what it is yet. So your first step to manifestation is actually to work out what it is that you want. Like get really clear on your vision and get really clear on what you're wanting to bring into your world. What are you trying to attract in terms of your career or your home or your family or money or whatever it is that you're wanting to bring into your world? And so once you've figured out or once you've got really clear on this vision, then you can start putting some real action towards bringing that into your world. So one thing that spirit's bringing through is that visualization. So set yourself a reminder to do visualizations around you within the situation that you were trying to manifest. So if you were trying to manifest a house with a beautiful garden, you need to sit down and visualize or meditate on you sitting in a beautiful garden in whatever energy or whatever space that you're wanting to create in your future or for your future life. The other thing that spirit is saying that you can do is, or that you need to do, is you need to write it down. So you need to bring these thoughts and these visualizations and these dreams, and you need to speak them into reality. You need to give them life. So by doing this, you can write down. So each night, write down, have a little list. You've got your manifestations little title at the top of your page, and then you are literally listing all of the things that you want to bring into your life. And then at the end, once you've done all your listing of all the things that you want to create for your life, you need to say something like, or you need to write a little sentence like, thank you, Spirit, for supporting me in bringing these manifestations into reality. If not this, something better. Or if not this, something more. Okay, so basically you're saying, this is what I want. Or I want as close to this as possible, unless there is something similar that's actually much better, or that's going to be more aligned with your path and where you're moving towards your soul growth or your purpose or whatever it is that you're needing to get into alignment with. So you're basically giving the universe a wish list and you're saying, this is what I want, but if you've got something better, then I'm all ears, or I'm open to all possible opportunities. Then the next step to this is that you need to become an energetic match to what you're trying to bring in. So you are bringing in a higher level or a higher version or a closer version to your higher self when you are manifesting things. So you need to get into a really good energy and a really good mindset and headspace to attract these manifestations into your world. If you are constantly thinking that's never going to happen, I am not good enough for those things, or there's no way something so amazing or great could happen to me, there's no way that's going to work out, I really am just dreaming, this is seriously wishful thinking. Okay, you need to remove those thoughts, because if you are having those sorts of thoughts, there is no way that your energy is going to match that. So you need to reframe those thoughts to things like, I can't wait for this to happen. I'm so excited to finally get my dream job. I can't wait to get that phone call that my house loan has approved, or whatever you're trying to manifest. So you need to match your thoughts to that excitement level, that high vibration that really brings those things into your reality. You need to believe wholeheartedly that what you are trying to manifest is perfect for you. What you're trying to manifest is 100% the best thing for you at this time. You are worthy of having these things in your life, and you know, you just know deep in your heart that you are going to get those things. And even telling yourself things like, things always work out for me. That is one thing, one belief that I really try to hold so firmly. And when I think back in my life, is that I can actually provide evidence to the fact that things always work out for me. So even if I go through, or even if I have a shitty experience, eventually things work out. Eventually things get better every single time. So you need to hold that belief and that trust for your spirit support team, for the universe, for source, whoever you are believing in, that they will have your back and they will bring these things into your world, because they know that that is what you want, or that is what you're dreaming for. That is going to make you feel happy, or that is going to make you feel fulfilled. That is going to make you feel purposeful. Your spirit support team, the universe, they want you to enjoy your human experience. They want to bring you these good things, but you have to match your energy to it so that you are not blocking these wonderful things from coming into your world. And there's one message coming through now, is that somebody listening, you need to be manifesting with your partner. So within your relationship. And what they show me is that you need to get like this big piece of poster paper and a marker, and you need to sit down with your partner and almost have like a little meditation meeting, and you need to sit together and actually make it really clear together, what is it that you want within your relationship? What is it that you want to create? So from your marriage, from your family or the kids that you're wanting to bring into the world, with your home life. So where do you want to live? What do you want your house to look like and feel like? What do you want from both of your careers, and how will that make your union better, or make your relationship and your partnership stronger and more, like they say, growth. So how are you going to grow together? Because within relationships, what happens is, within a relationship, if the two of you are not growing together, you outgrow each other. So there's only so much growing you can do on your own within a relationship. Eventually, both people within that relationship need to get on the same page and need to grow as a partnership, as a family, as a union. Otherwise, what happens is whoever within the relationship is focused on the growing and the healing, they tend to disconnect from the relationship because there's just not that deeper emotional connection that, you know, this person that's doing the healing and growing is really craving. So you need to give your partner the opportunity to meet you where you're at. So if this is resonating for you, then go and get some supplies, go and get a piece of poster paper and sit your partner down and say, okay, I want us to grow together and let's come up with some ways that we're going to be able to do this in the different areas of our life. So just, that's a little message for someone out there listening. So if that resonates, send me a message so I know who Spirit are talking to there. But right now, the current energy is very much about manifesting, and that's why Spirit's brought this information through, because lots of people are currently feeling frustrated. They are in this place where they're feeling out of alignment and they really need to get clear on what they want out of the next cycle that they're moving towards. So yeah, this frustration that you're feeling right now, just use that as motivation to get clear on your vision, get clear on what it is you actually want to create in your world. And one thing that is coming through now as well is that you need to prepare yourself that when you start to manifest things and when you start leveling up and attracting in these higher vibrations or this next timeline, this up level opportunity, people will fall away. Situations will fall away. In order for you to grow, there's going to be change. So there's just this little, it's not so much a warning, but just prepare yourself that the crave that you have for these changes and for what you're wanting to manifest, if there are people in your world that don't align with that, there's going to be some disconnection. There's going to be some falling away of certain relationships. So this doesn't mean don't not manifest something because you're worried about who you might lose, but just know that when people fall away because they're out of alignment for you or for the path that you're heading on, it leaves a space open to attract someone else in who is better aligned for the stage or the phase of your journey that you are on. So don't feel like you've wasted time or that you're wasting time in whatever situation, relationship, friendships that you're in, okay? Because every relationship, every friendship teaches us something or needs to be with us for a certain reason, or there's a purpose behind it. And then once that purpose has been fulfilled, it's okay to let each other go to then move into better things for the both of you. So don't be scared to look further into the future for what you really want and what you're really desiring for your life out of fear that you might lose people, because whatever is lost will be replaced. So just keep that in the back of your mind. I'm not sure who needs to hear that, but there's someone out there that I think that will resonate with. Okay, I think that's pretty much covered it today. I didn't have a lot of notes written down. My notes are a lot less than what's come through today. So yeah, now is a really good time to start manifesting. You're sitting in this space where there's new things coming and you probably feel that there's new things coming. You just need to get really clear on what your vision is. Get really clear on what it is that you want, and then start putting some actions towards attracting that into your life through your mindset, through some visualizations, meditations, journaling, Put your poster up where you can see it every day. I've got a little sticky note in front of my computer and it's got 2024 and it's got about six things on there of a little short list of things that I want to achieve, and I'm already crossing them off. So have your manifestations up somewhere where you can see them and you're reminded of them every day, of the things that your heart is really calling for you to bring into your world. And what is meant for you will not miss you. Okay, bye.